This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Zachary, he'll put up a three. No good. Rebound, a scramble. Hunter has it. Hunter at the buzzer. It's good, but Cowboy up. McNeese.
Yeah, that was fun. That was the one upset yesterday. Have there been big upsets yet today? Not really, right, Grouts?
Haven't really noticed any.
Yeah.
I see teams that would be in the business of upsetting teams.
Like, you see lower seed teams playing?
I see Mount St. Mary's. They're out there somewhere. There's a lot of TVs here. They're out there. They must have said something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're out there. I think, what was the team I talked about? Was it Duquesne or something like that?
Oh, you know what? You know what happened last night?
Lipscomb. Excuse me.
I got to tell you, I'm sure this happens to people out there. You get freaking salty when you had a feeling and you didn't move on it, right? Drake. I had a feeling about the Drake because that coach, Ben McCollum, is the coach. He was a Division II coach. He won four Division II national titles. And then just this year, he gets bumped up to go to Drake in Division I. And, like, I think, like, eight of his players transferred from the Division II school.
Ooh.
He kept two holdovers. He got a couple other transfers. And he plays this really annoying, slow style. But he's totally about, like, team and culture and commitment to winning. And the school he used to be at was Northwest Missouri State. He moves to Drake, and their competition in the first round was Missouri.
Wow.
So he gets the state school. So he's motivated, and he's good, and they have a unique style. And Missouri didn't stand a chance against them last night. And I talked about it the other day on The Score, but I didn't bet it.
Oh.
I should have bet it.
And now for Spiegels, what I would have done.
Yes.
What I was thinking about doing and that I didn't do.
And you get salty. This tournament makes you salty about stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it does. You know why? Because when you're right, you feel really good.
Yeah.
Because it is more difficult than ever to pick these teams because of how young some of the players are that are being featured in it and a lack of identity and all of that kind of stuff that exists. So when you get it right, I guess that's gambling, though.
Yeah,
like
of course
the gambling
it is.
High.
But it's not even about gambling, because I know you're not a big gambler. For those of you that are, by the way, Circa Resort and Casino is an amazing place, and we will be there. Lawrence Holmes and I will be there next week for a few days for baseball's opening day.
Nice.
And for this, the third and fourth round of the tournament as well. Cannot wait.
Do you have a future that you're going to place on Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, like an MLB future?
Yeah.
I do. I'm thinking about one,
okay.
In particular, but I got to think about it a little bit more. But it's brewing and it's percolating.
When is this?
It's a team close to my heart.
So I had a personal phone conversation with Derek Stevens last night where I asked him to lower the White Sox win total to 21, and I took the under.
I have what I consider to be a great question right now.
Okay.
When is the trip to Las Vegas?
We're leaving on Wednesday.
Okay.
And we're doing the shows Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
Some people are leaving Friday, some Saturday. I'm leaving Sunday.
Okay. Will the Chicago Cubs be a winning baseball team by that point? Will their record be above 500? The 0-2 Chicago Cubs, they're 0-2, so you know what they did? They sent them right back to spring training. That's where the Cubs are now. Will they be a winning team by that point?
I don't know.
Well, they can only be 500 by the time we finish our second show.
Yes.
Wait, can we talk about how much Spiegel hates my question?
No, he's just having a hard time settling with it.
Okay. I'm not, you know him better.
I'm having a hard time today. I'm having a hard time.
I get it.
What happened? A texter says it right. The biggest upset of the day is the news that Dan Bernstein is no longer at the score.
Do you want to just talk about it?
I mean, we occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally, it's going to come up, and we're going to have to talk about it.
It's monumental. It's a seismic shift in sports talk radio. It's one of the great talk show hosts that this city has ever had.
It sucks.
And I don't know where he ranks on a national level, but probably pretty highly.
Yeah.
Right. It's all time. So
it's not supposed to end like this, but it had to.
And the emotions
according
changed
to everyone.
Yeah,
you know?
Like it's
we've been advised not to talk about the events of the past week, and but it's a damn shame. It's just a damn shame. It's sad, and it's a great and powerful host that is no longer part of things.
Well,
and
I think it is what it is. I think that anytime we feel like we need to, as you just did, Spiegel,
yeah,
then we'll talk about it. It is 2:53 Chicago time. We are here live at Real Time Sports until 6 o'clock. And
God
Dan
bless
Zame
you, Mark Brody. You're doing a hell of a job.
No, I love it. By the way, my parents got the fried shrimp. Absolutely delicious.
Oh, did they? You know what I want? I want like one fried shrimp.
Oh,
would your parents
Mom.
Give me one of their fried shrimp?
Yes, yes.
Or should I make an order? It's Shane, what do you do? You don't ask somebody's parents to give you a fried shrimp,
not
right?
In a sane world, no, but I don't know if we're living in one. I'll split an order of shrimp with you if you want.
Oh, you want to split an order of shrimp?
I will split an order of shrimp.
No, thank you. No, that's very kind of you. I'm not going to do it. No. Thank you.
Why
very
did you
kind.
Take this? You don't like my mom's shrimp. Now, is that what's going on here? You got a problem with my mom? I'm sorry, Mom. I apologize for my friend.
It's not that I'm too good for your mom's fried shrimp. That's Miss Jean Grody right there?
That is Jean Grody right there.
Oh, man.
Yes, former school teacher. Be careful with your grammar. She corrects grammar
really
all the time.
We have a grammar thing. She and I have to talk. You know about my grammar history?
No, I do not.
Oh my God, I was class grammarian in fourth grade.
Whoa!
I was given a book to walk around the class and correct anybody else's grammar.
Oh man, to this day.
And then I was deposed. I was deposed when somebody noticed me making 3 grammar mistakes and they took the book from me.
Head grammarian.
I was class grammarian and I lost that.
And you had a crush on the girl who called you out.
I really did.
Oh, my God.
I really did.
Yeah, we tried to find her on Facebook.
I'm glad.
Hey, wait.
And that's why I'm not mentioning her name again.
I think we did.
That's why I'm not mentioning her name again.
Super Bowl picks next year.
score grammarian picks. You got Spiegel. Never mind. The other two guys don't work here anymore.
It would have been Burns.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
No, and Dan McNeil was a grammarian, too.
Oh, he was a grammar Richard.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
Connor McKnight, another guy who doesn't work here anymore.
Really? I didn't know that about him.
Yeah. Okay. Last week I said, is the an article? And he texted me, of course the is an article.
He was an English teacher.
That's right.
So,
yeah, right. Yeah. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. We roll on. It is 6:70 the score. He's Grody. I'm Spiegs. Thanks for being here. We are here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. I do believe that a child's hobby has been revitalized because some kid just made $1 million. Let's discuss next on the score.